This is lesson 5 in our systematic study of the book of Jonah, and it is entitled A Gracious God, An Angry Man, and a Gourd. Now we'll be covering Jonah 4, 1 through 6 in this lesson. So let's go ahead and get started with putting these verses into plain language to make it easier to understand and to teach. So this chapter starts with Jonah being angry, and not just a little angry, but exceedingly angry. Jonah then prays to God, not for mercy this time, or for help, but to complain. He begins by telling God that he knew God intended to be merciful to Nineveh when he first heard that God was going to send him there. This is why he ran from Nineveh, rather than towards it. He goes on to explain how he knew that God was a gracious God, a merciful God, one that is slow to be angry, full of great kindness, and one that enjoys to repent or withhold his hand of judgment. Now Jonah then makes an odd request of God. He asks God to kill him. The Ninevites being forgiven by God did not make him happy. It infuriated him. Jonah was basically saying that if the Ninevites were going to live, he did not want to. He felt like the sins of the Ninevites did not deserve to be forgiven, even if they repented. Jonah wanted to see them destroyed, and he had absolutely no compassion for them. Well, then God answers Jonah by asking a question. The question being, if Jonah was right to be angry that God was merciful unto the Ninevites when they had repented and turned from the evil ways. Jonah himself could see how the Ninevites reacted to his preaching of imminent doom. Jonah would have preferred the people to reject what he was saying and get what Jonah believed was rightfully theirs, which was judgment. Now Jonah then leaves the city, and he goes to sit on a hill on the east side of the city, and there he made himself a little booth where he could sit and wait to see what would happen to the city. Jonah was still hoping to see the city destroyed. After all, being forgiven by God does not always mean that the guilty person avoids any temporal consequences of their actions. And then, of course, we then learn how God had prepared a gourd to grow up right where Jonah was sitting. Now, this gourd was designed to give Jonah shade from the hot sun. And when Jonah saw the plant grow where he was at, and when he was able to sit underneath the plant and avoid the hot sun, Jonah was exceedingly happy and very thankful for it. Now that, of course, is the basic reading of it and how you can explain the text itself. Always remember to read it from the Bible as well. That's just the plain language version. So now let's go ahead and look at some of the doctrines that are being taught here in these passages. And important doctrine number one is that God is gracious. Important doctrine number two, God is merciful. Number three, God is slow to anger. Number four, God has great kindness. Number five, God enjoys repenting or refraining from punishing repentant men. And number six, God is kind even to those that may despise his judgments. So let's now go over where we might find these doctrines in these verses that we're going over here and how they might apply. God is gracious is the first one, and God is shown to be gracious God because he sent Jonah to Nineveh in the first place. God did not have to warn Nineveh of its sins and proclaim a message of doom against them. God could have just destroyed the city, as he did with the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. The second one here was God is merciful, and God does not have to refrain his hand of judgment when it's rightfully upon those that deserve it, but because he is merciful, he prefers to have mercy rather than judge men. And we see how God has mercy on the Ninevites when he sees their response to Jonah's message of doom, which shows how God is merciful. The next one is how God is slow to anger. And we see in these passages how Jonah is showing contempt and anger towards God because God was going to be merciful to the Ninevites and was not going to destroy them, as Jonah thought, very much so that they deserved. And Jonah even asked God to kill him because he is so angry with God's mercy. But did God get angry with Jonah? No. Instead, God prepared a gourd plant to relieve Jonah's grief, at least temporarily. The next one was God has great kindness. And the kindness of God is reflected in these passages, as we've already pointed out, in sending Jonah to preach to Nineveh in the first place. We also see the kindness of God in giving Jonah a second chance to go to Nineveh, even after he was first rebelled. We also see how God prepared a gourd plant to give shade to Jonah while he was sitting on the hill in his anger towards God and even towards the people of Nineveh. The next one was God enjoys repenting or refraining from punishing men that are repentant. And we see in these verses what the Ninevites do when they are told they're about to be destroyed by God. And we see how God reacts towards them. We see the same thing with Jonah when he prayed for mercy and forgiveness from the inside the belly of the fish. And we saw how God reacted then to Jonah, how God enjoys to repent and actually to withhold his judgment on a repentant person. And of course, the last one here was number 6, was God is kind even to those that may despise his judgments. Because in these passages, we see Jonah shows complete and utter contempt to God when it becomes clear to Jonah that God is going to withhold his hand of judgment from Nineveh. The same things that Jonah was so thankful for when it was he who was under judgment and he who was crying out for mercy are the things that angered him when applied to the Ninevites. See, God wanted the mercies of God, the kindness of God, and the graciousness of God to apply to himself, but not to other people. So that kind of explains where these doctrines are found in these passages we've gone over and how your students can find them. But let's go ahead and see some ways we can apply these things, actually. So let's go over some stuff here. To begin, this passage concerns itself with Jonah's attitude towards the Ninevites. Your students should be taught to examine themselves. Are they like Jonah? Do they want God to forgive them of their sins when they happen? But do they at the same time desire that others are punished? Now, this is a very common attitude to have, where a person like Jonah wants to see other people get what's coming to them, but when it's their turn to get into trouble for something they've done, they want mercy and a second chance. In Matthew 6, 11 through 15, is what is called the Lord's Prayer. And here's a very important aspect of this concept, because in verses 12 and 15, we find these truths, like in verse 12, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And in verse 15, and if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Because we have more passages beyond just these about this concept of forgiveness of other people and what you want for yourself. But in Matthew 18, 21 through 35, Christ actually tells a story of an unrepentant servant who sought the mercies from the Lord, whom he owed a very large debt to. This one man owed a very large debt to his master. And when the Lord or the master granted him mercy and even forgave the massive debt, the man was overly grateful. But when he went home and it came time for him to deal with another man that owed him personally a very small debt, a very small amount, the same man that was forgiven by his Lord was not forgiven at all. But he took the man that owed him this very small debt down to the judges to be punished. And he had no mercy on the other man, and he would not forgive. So then this man's Lord, the Lord that forgave the man the very large debt, heard about what he had done to this other man. And he also then decided not to forgive the man's debt. This man that owed this such a great debt at once was forgiven. Now he was not going to be forgiven of this debt. And he was taken, this unforgiven man, to the judges to be punished, but much more severely than the other because of the great debt. See, God is warning us in these passages, as in other places in the Bible, not to have an unforgiving spirit towards others, while we are at the same time desiring forgiveness for ourselves. If we are unmerciful and unforgiving of others, and desire to see them punished, then we will in turn be held at the same standard by God. Now, our students should take away from this, they should at all times take on the characteristics of God being taught here and learn to imitate him. They should strive to be gracious and merciful, slow to anger, full of kindness, and not desirous of seeing others punished. So you should admonish your children or your students to examine themselves. And if this is not their attitude towards other people, then they should pray to God for help so that they could find the mercies of God themselves, and they could also desire other people to find the same types of mercies as well as they are repentant. And so that'll wrap up lesson 5, a gracious God, an angry man, and a gourd.